Hi everyone, this is Coach Fav for Casinos USA, and welcome to our 73rd podcast, 88 degrees and too cold to swim, Thursday, October 10th, 2019, coming to you from beautiful Western Pennsylvania. In September and October, Western PA is one of the most beautiful spots on the planet Earth. And we just returned from a Nevada vacation, 4 days in Las Vegas, and we flew up then to Reno, Nevada, the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Oh, what a beautiful spot, and spent 3 nights there. And so the podcast basically will be a recap, some of it recorded on site in those locations and some of it in the studio today. So we'll be right back and start our show. Wow, 88 degrees and too cold to swim. We'll explain that as soon as we get back.
Well, you know, we're talking live throughout our stay in... we're talking live like we're zombies. No, but we thought we'd use voice memos throughout our stay instead of taking notes. We took our flight out of Pittsburgh. We liked the time of the flight. It was the first time we left in the afternoon. We left at 3:25, and that really helped us because we didn't have to drive through Pittsburgh during rush hour to get there. We didn't have to get up at 4 in the morning. I'm sure most people who fly to Vegas have done that. You know, you get up in the middle of the night and all that. And it was nice. We had a chance to take Oliver to his Potpourri Hotel where he has a suite. And, you know, come back and make the final check and packing of the house. And it was good. I liked that. And we got to Vegas. We actually landed in Vegas earlier. We had a non-eventful flight weather-wise. It was beautiful. And we got here, let's see, just a few minutes before 5 p.m. It's funny, you know, how time you gain those 3 hours. So we were actually at the hotel at, almost 5:40, something like that. It was just incredible how fast. But luggage was there. And I know McCarran International Airport is loaded with people every month, but yesterday the baggage area, etc. They do so well with the baggage and luggage, getting it out and getting it to you so quickly and right there. And so anyway, the traffic actually, we came through a back route to get to Bally's. We came down Tropicana from the airport and then made a turn onto the Strip and then went down the Strip, and it wasn't really too far, and there was Bally's. But coming down the Tropicana instead of coming down the entire Strip was just a good way to do it. But there was a man on the plane. We had to laugh, also flying to Vegas, and we saw him at the baggage area, but we talked to him on the plane a little bit. He had the evil USC red polo shirt, and we got to laugh about it because there's a high school in Pittsburgh area named Upper St. Clair, but we knew it was the University of Southern California. And to a Notre Dame family, this is like Batman and a penguin. Yeah. So I walked by his seat and I said, "Hey, go Irish." And then he got me on the way back, you know, and it's fun. Good rivalry. To me, beating Southern Cal is the most important thing every Notre Dame football season. That's the thing that we have to get done. And the games are usually so close, and the teams are usually so talented that it usually makes national news, the outcome of the game.
And let's go on to clip two.
You know, these Las Vegas sports books are something. They get fancier and fancier, but the house edge really bit a lot of people around the country. If you're one of the 16 states that have legalized sports betting, 41 states have legalized casino betting, and pretty soon I think all 41 of those are going to have legal sports betting. But if you're one of the 16 that has it right now, the week four action saw all three undefeated teams fall against the spread. They failed to cover.
Talking NFL football.
Dogs, you know, got the money in 9 of 13 games, and 7 of them winning outright. You know, they didn't even need a spread. They won. And those incredible results included 10 games by road teams. So I can tell you, Nevada sportsbooks had their best day of the young season. Man, you just never know. But, yeah, I'm bragging a little bit. From Friday to Monday, Casinos USA, we posted all our bets before these games occurred. We won 11 of 12 bets. Can you imagine that? That's what you call rocking, man. We were rocking. The house edge didn't come crashing down on us, but you never know. Follow us. We always post it on our Facebook group, Casinos USA. But I always warn people, follow us at your own risk. Just be careful. All right, but seriously, the undefeated teams failed to cover, and 9 of the 13 games, underdogs won. Wow, and 7 of those teams won outright. How often does that happen? Well, the house was smiling in the sport books across the country.
And now every tourist moment, it's called checking in. You just don't know how it's going to go. Well, let us hear how it went at Bally's.
It was, like I said, it was after 5 and closer to 6. And the lines for the check-in, there you go. They're still here. So we said, you know, let's try one of these concierge machines again. And I have to tell you something. I can't believe the technology. You know, the first thing you hit next and it tells you, okay, how will you identify yourself? Your confirmation number, your name and address, etc. So I touched confirmation number. And I had to go to my phone to get it. I had it on the Caesars app. And I don't know, I couldn't get it up because the phone, I had switched it to airplane mode at the, you know, on the flight, and I didn't switch it back. And so it wouldn't work. And I just thought, oh, man. But the machine said, do you need more time? You know, it's like your friend talking to you. Do you need more time? So I hit yes, yes. And it gives you more time. And so I finally got it back to the regular mode and got the confirmation number, put it in there. Okay, then it says, all right, verify your confirmation by putting in your driver's license, you know, so, or photo ID. So I put in the driver's license. And this is like a act of faith, you know, because you're putting it in this slot and you think, hey, if it doesn't come back, you know, I won't be able to fly home. But it comes right back out and it says identity verified. Okay, then it says put in your credit card because they charge $50, you know, one of those holds, you know, incidental fee kind of thing. And most people do that. Actually, some of the casinos we go to, Rocky Gap, puts a $100 hold on your credit. But $50, you know, you get it back if you don't use it. It's just pending on your credit card. So we do that. That comes back. And it says, please be patient. We're preparing your room keys. So we did it. And they give you a direction sheet that pops out, like how to get to your room from, so you don't have to bother anybody else. But, Janie, how long do you think the process was? We're going to say under 5 minutes, you know, and you're just standing there with you and yourself. You know? So we stand there, and the registration process, if you haven't come to Vegas and stood in long lines, you're pretty fortunate, because that's an experience that, you know, I've said so often, I'd rather pay for early check-in than stand in lines. The early check-in is usually $30. But the reason I didn't do that, that's where you go to a different counter. Because I thought, well, we're going to be here after 5. There won't be any lines. But there were lines. But the concierge machines, they have Casinos USA's recommendation. There's nothing wrong with them. Okay.
And, of course, you really can't talk about Las Vegas unless you have something about food in there. So let's talk about the fish tacos in Bally's. Yeah.
We were looking for a fish taco place, and we found out that Bally's actually has a Mexican restaurant that features fish tacos. So that's where Jane and I went for dinner tonight. And you know what? 3 fish tacos? That's a perfect dinner. You know, just something I don't have very often, and we both like them, so we were lucky. But to close out that meal, oh my goodness, we had a nacho sundae. First time I ever encountered it. So we split one. It was big, good thing too. But it was actually fried nachos. They were sort of like a pastry kind of nacho with caramel on over top of them, on top of ice cream. My goodness, nacho sundae. It's just not your regular, you get the joke, nacho. I mean, it was unbelievable. Never had it before. Loved it. Honest to goodness. Wow, what a dinner. And, of course, you know, Vegas has the Golden Knights 7-1 to win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, who can predict something like that? But they're opening up tonight with the Sharks. And so we had a good afternoon at the craps table. So I took my winnings down there and I put it all on the Golden Knights. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to discuss dollar amounts because I'm a little scared. As you don't get as big. But you know what? I'm in the Las Vegas group. So had a nice day at the craps table this afternoon. And I'm risking it all tonight with those Golden Knights.
Hey, and that risk was worth it all because they came out and exploded. I think they scored their first goal in the first 30 seconds, and they scored one 2 minutes later, and they dominated the game. Whoa, man, they beat those Sharks. All right. Hey, here's our next clip, and we're going to talk a little bit about something that I always enjoy, and that is these specialized T-shirts in Las Vegas. I look for, like, you know, funny T-shirts and just T-shirts that people bring from home, you know, and see what they say. Is that kind of silly? Okay, maybe, but here's my take on it.
One of the things I like to do in Las Vegas is, you know, so many people wear T-shirts. Well, I'll tell you right now, anything goes here. Any kind of style dress, formal, informal, casual, I don't know what the hell you call it. Anything goes here. But I enjoy T-shirts and, you know, a lot of Golden Knights stuff because they're playing tonight. And I saw a lot of those today. And I have on, you know, one of my things I do is, I like this $9.99 four T-shirts for $9.99. And, you know, maybe you can only wear them two or three times, but, you know, who cares? That's what I'm wearing. And they all have some kind of Las Vegas whatever, you know, on it. So I had a white one on today. It looks pretty cool, I think. And, hey, we enjoyed, you know, Janie and swimming, man. She just has to swim every day. We enjoyed the blue pool here at Bally's. It's kind of impressive. It's an old-fashioned pool. Reminds me of the Frontier's old pool. It has a 12-foot deep end. Of course, all the diving boards have been taken off, you know, out because of insurance reasons. But you don't see 12-foot deep ends in many Vegas pools. The Frontier was one of them. And here, Bally's has one as well. And we had some great conversations all day. What a place. You know, you can have startup conversations with total strangers that you really enjoy and you'll remember for a long, long time. But the best T-shirt I saw today, I actually asked the young lady wearing it. I said, what's that? She said, the T-shirt said, Idaho County Grocery. And it was black and the lettering was in white. Idaho County Grocery. I said, hey, what's that? That's sharp. And she said, oh, I work there, so I'm proud of and I'm proud of it, and I'm wearing it. I said, man, that's cool. Idaho County Grocery. I bet there aren't too many of those walking around the streets of Las Vegas, but I saw one today.
Well, we were at the Bally's two nights, and the first night we went down to Ellis Island to play and to have dinner, and that's really the first time in a number of years that we were not successful gambling at Ellis Island. Oh, we had a nice meal. You know, again, the food's great there and it's inexpensive. But the magic of slots, I didn't do any table games there, and particularly video poker. Janie and I, no, we got skunked. So the next day got into a nice crap game at Bally's, and I hadn't been in a really good craps game there for a long period of time, but I won over $350 there. So that was nice, and that was a good way to end. And thing I wanted to mention about the concierge check-in machine is that you can't use the $20 trick on a machine, a computerized machine, but I didn't really need a $20 trick. I had booked a suite, and the reason we only stay two nights is that's as far as my Caesars Entertainment comp would take me. You know, we did have a nice suite, you know, sunken tub and all that, sofa chairs, you know, giant room. But we still had to pay the resort fee and taxes, you know, for the two nights. The room itself was comp, but I'm not that big enough player at Caesars to get them totally free. But, you know, still, it was set like $78 a night, the way it worked out with taxes and resort fee every day. And, you know, that's like staying at a Knights Inn or a motel, you know, on some backwater highway, you know. So, what the hell, it was a nice deal. But that's why we moved for the third and fourth day. And the third day, we actually paid the early check-in because we wanted to get the Luxor. And the Luxor, we didn't get a suite, but we got an upgraded tower premium queen room. And I want to tell you, you want to go to the East Tower. It's been renovated. I've given up on rooms in the actual pyramid because they have not been renovated. They're just worn out. I'm not saying they're not clean, but the rooms are worn out. But the tower rooms, East Tower particularly, maybe the West by now, but I can't say for certain. The East Tower has been all renovated, and it looks very nice and fresh. So here's a little bit of what happened to us at the Luxor.
Well, we spent the afternoon at the Luxor. We had the early check-in. I think we were over here in our room by 11:15, which was nice. And mobile check-in just worked flawlessly. It was good. We're in the East Tower in a premium room, double queen, nice. And very quiet. It's nice. And you come down, and as soon as you come off the elevator and go through the hallway, you're right at a Starbucks. That always means something to us. But Janie found a nice place for lunch and breakfast. It's called Backstage Deli. It's near the sports book, and it's really an upscale deli, but, you know, reasonably priced. I was very impressed with the food there. And we had a nice hour-and-a-half visit with one of our grandsons, and he is a dealer on the Strip, primarily blackjack. I'm not going to say which casino, but we really enjoyed hearing the stories, you know, the inside stories, you know, the dealer stories of dealing on the Strip. And he's in his 20s, and he's really excited about his time in life right now. So it was nice to chance to hook up with him. And tonight, one of our younger grandsons is going to pick out a restaurant in Henderson that he enjoys, and we're going to go there. So looking forward to that. So our third day in Vegas so far has been a success, except for the gambling. I did win. I placed a sports bet on the Golden Knights last night, and I had won $200 earlier in the day. But we can't get these slot machines going, so we'll have Janie talk about that when we get to Reno. All right. This is one of the clips we'll be playing on our next podcast, October 10th or 11th, I think it is. So long for now.
You know, so, you know, thinking about the weather, it's 85, 86, 87, 88 degrees. And so we're at the Luxor, and, you know, I always talk about Janie and her swimming. You know, I have a picture of Janie that we took at that famous arch in Reno, Nevada. She it looks like I married a much younger woman. You know, people ask me, I was an educator and high school principal, and asked me if I married one of my students. I get tired of it. I mean, she's a beautiful woman and just gorgeous. And, you know, we're the same age. I think I'm a month older. But the point I'm making is she's a swimmer. And, you know, as soon as you see her, you can tell that, you know, she's a swimmer. She just certainly doesn't look her age. But I always tell you that, I mean, I'm getting my butt out of bed and we're going swimming. That's just how it is. And I've been lifting weights since the age of 14. I have a Bowflex. I still hit that, even though I'm in Club 55, baby, you know, senior citizen. So the point I'm making is we went swimming at the Luxor when it's 88 degrees. So, you know, we're walking through the casino. You know how you have to do. Usually in most places, you got to walk a little bit to get to the pool area. And I hear, must be a Las Vegas native, say, well, it's 88 degrees today. It's way too cold to go swimming. And for you, for those of you that don't live in Nevada or Arizona, you know, Pennsylvania maybe has 2 or 3 days in the 90s in the summer months. You know, generally, if it's in the 80s, it's a great day. If it's in the 80s, it's great for swimming. But if it's 88, man, it's a heat wave. But I got a kick out of that. 88 degrees is, for a lot of native Nevadians, it's just too cold to swim, man. It's too cold to swim. Talk about culture clashes. Wow. And the giant Luxor pool was actually drained. They were working on it. And so I forget the name of the pool, but we were in that in the other pool, which was nice because it wasn't really that crowded. And I thought the water was awesome. So we got our swimming in at the Luxor. Jane's going to come here, but she was been a couple times in the clips. She was talking from the hallway. I just said, well, why don't you sit down and come into the studio? But I think I'll have her in here. We're going to talk about what happened on the Saturday morning. We're flying to Reno. And if I recall, it was $99 a ticket to fly from Las Vegas to Reno. I guess the drive is beautiful, but it's very lonely, lonely roads. So we didn't want to do a rental car thing there. We were going to get a rental car. We did get a rental car in Reno. And, you know, that's an adventure. Like, you know, you're going to go to some strange city to you or me, you know, and go to the airport, get a rental car, and then, you know, go to the hotel. And, you know, you're navigating through a town or a city that you're totally unfamiliar with. And we, of course, were motivated to go to Reno, not just for the casinos and the video poker. It's supposed to be one of the best places in the country to play video poker because the paybacks are so high. Most of the casino video poker machines there are 99-98% paybacks. American Casino Guy talks about them in one of their YouTube videos, the Reno video poker machines. And we found that to be true, too. We didn't win a lot of money there, but, you know, we had a lot of big hits. We just kind of played away our winnings and we were really happy with the video poker. We had a lot of fun. We got a lot of action there. But, you know, so we're driving there, and we're driving to University of Nevada, Reno, which is about 3 blocks from the Silver Legacy. You get down Virginia, make that North Virginia Street. The Wolf Pack, and, you know, we had 3 days with our granddaughter, who's a student at UNR. So that was another reason we were motivated to go there. But, you know, we took and to get back to Pittsburgh in one day. They don't fly direct. None of the airlines fly direct from Reno to Pittsburgh. So this was sort of an adventure in and of itself. You know, again, like we're in a strange city and navigating around, you know, with the GPS on the phone, the map on the phone. And that's a lot of fun. But suddenly, you know, we have to get out of the hotel about 3:30 in the morning to get to our early flight to Denver. And then picking up a flight from Denver to Pittsburgh, Southwest, you know. So it's a little different when you're, you know, driving in a strange city at 3:30 in the morning. And then you're looking for you know, street signs. You're looking at your map. And, of course, we're in a Hyundai Sonata. You know, we're used to riding the big SUVs. And we're like, ducking down, trying to read street signs and follow and 3:30 in the morning again, you know, and all the streets aren't lighted as well as you would like. But we get there, and you know, we drop off the bags at the Southwest terminal, and I have to leave Janie with the bag. She goes inside, of course, and I have to drive around the entire airport again to go to the rental car return, and then creep through that till I find her. So that was another adventure, you know. That's all part of the fun of traveling to a new place and not knowing exactly how things are. But, yeah, maybe my adrenaline was flowing a little bit, but, you know, after it was all said and done, it was very fulfilling. But let me talk a little bit about, for the gamblers, Reno as the old-time gambling capital before Las Vegas exploded. You know, in the old days, the Californians would go to Reno, and that's where it was, the biggest little city in the world. I think today Reno is about a city of 250,000, but it's much more sedate than Las Vegas, and the traffic, again, I don't know how many times I can tell you, it's like driving, you know, in any other small town in America, because it's not the Las Vegas traffic, the strip traffic at all. It's not that, not in your wildest imagination. But we stayed at a place called The Row, and what it is, and it's a lot of fun. The Silver Legacy is a huge, huge, huge hotel. And if you're staying on a renovated floor, it's as nice as, you know, the major strip hotels in Las Vegas. But some of the floors aren't renovated, so if you're going to go there, and choose a Silver Legacy, be certain that you're booked on a renovated floor, which it's pretty much like a premium room in the east tower of the Luxor. I would say very similar. All right, well, it's called the Row, and this is what makes it more appealing, I think. The three casinos are connected through the mezzanines. You know, you can go down to the casino floor down a small, short escalator in all three, but it's if you're on the mezzanine, you can walk in one direction. The Silver Legacy is in the center of this row to Circus Circus, and in the other direction, it's El Dorado. And one player's card, this is the first question I had, one player's card works in all three. And, you know, the description that I like the best of the row, it's Fremont Street vibe because it's inexpensive to eat there, play there. And I told you about the dollar crap machines. I haven't seen them anywhere. I'm talking about bubble craps, the inner block machine, and then the shoot-to-win machine. Dollar place for the pass line or down pass. I mean, that's unheard of. Place bets, a dollar. I mean, you know, come on. You could sit there all day if you play the don'ts on $20 if you wanted to, but I didn't. But the point is, that's about it. You can't get any lower than that, right, for a machine. But those three are connected. So you use one player's card, and then you go out one of the doors right across the street. Is Harrah's Reno, and that's right beside that famous sign, you know, Reno, the biggest little city in the world. And of course, you know, that's a photograph area. And of course, I got a great picture of Janie there. That's what we were talking about. And, you know, the video poker paybacks, it's common. Most places are packed, and I say packed, with machines that pay back 99, 98%. And we had action, big action, and all the video poker machines. We played in all three of the row, and we played throw casinos, and we played in the Harrah's. And we had big, big action, but we just played it away. We just had fun, you know, because that was our attitude. It wasn't quit while you're ahead. We wanted to gamble. So, but we still came out ahead, and because of that, we paid cash basically for everything we did there. We didn't use credit cards at all, and that's always a great thing. The atmosphere, the literal atmosphere, the air in Reno is, to us Easterners, is much more comforting than the air in Las Vegas. You know, yeah, it's a desert in Las Vegas, and it's scorching sun, and you know, sometimes in the winter months, it's great to go there and feel the warmth of the sun when it's in the 60s and 70s. But when it's 90, 95 degrees, and, you know, and earlier in the year, 100, 105, 110, the thrill of that wears off quickly. But Reno is much more like the East. It has four seasons, and the air is mountain air. And what I mean by that, it just feels good. It feels fresh. You know, it's like you get up, go outside in the morning, and it's just fresh air, you know, comfortable. Daytime highest when we were there got into the 80s, but the nights got into high 40s, low 50s, and that's a big difference, big, big difference. So this is one of the most exciting trips for us because, you know, we just haven't been to a new city, new hotel, new casinos for a while. You know, we've been faithful to the places that we go to, and of course with family in Las Vegas. But we had a reason to go to Reno, and that brought us into these new experiences. So I would just, again, those of you who go to the same beach, you know, every summer, but you enjoy it, you know, maybe it's time, like it was for us, to try something completely different in a different place. All right. Well, that concludes today's podcast, and thanks for listening. Casinos USA is a special place. We pursue life, liberty, and happiness, and it's a place where every day is Saturday. All right, see you in a couple of weeks. So long.